And
Coach,
another, well, not to interrupt you there, Mike, but another thing about these opt-outs is, think about this, is that you have Emory Jones, who has already said, I'm transferring from Florida, but yet he plays quarterback for Florida in the bowl game. I don't get that, but so, and I know Max Johnson at LSU, they're kind of in the same situation. So, you know, who's going to play quarterback for LSU?
Well, they don't have any scholarship quarterbacks on the roster right now, so it's going to – they're trying to get a waiver to get the Nussmeier kid to be able to not lose his red shirt. But back to the Florida quarterback, I mean, he's not even any good. He's not even a great quarterback. He's going to the transfer portal, yet Florida lets him play. I mean, it is – handicapping these games is like nothing I've ever seen. And the landscape of bowl betting – because, you know, I always love the bowls because you have that relegation angle of where teams that think they're going to be in a big bowl game or a playoff, and they get relegated to a lesser bowl. They normally don't show up. But now it's hard to find good spots to play the bowls. And then you have bowl games that get canceled.
You do. And you have teams that choose to walk away from bowl games. I will say this, and again, you and I both know – we've had friends, family members who have suffered from COVID, some who have passed away from COVID. So I'm not making light of COVID. But I'll tell you right now, COVID seems to be a real good excuse not to play in a bowl game. You go through all the week's activities. You go through all the fun times. There's no problems. But yet, all of a sudden, hey, we're not going to be able to play in the bowl game. Frankly, I don't know what's going on at Texas A&M. I don't know what their COVID situation was. But you, in today's age, if someone throws out COVID as an excuse for not wanting to do something, you cannot challenge it at all. Frankly, I'm going to tell you right now, I think Wake Forest is a pretty good football team. I think a lot better than most people thought. And I don't think Jimbo wanted to go 7-5. that's my honest gut feeling.
Yeah, and I think some people think the same about Chip Kelly and UCLA. They're at SeaWorld, they're, you know, on battleships and having field trips, and then they wait to the last minute, not, you know, figuratively, they wait 4 hours before the game, but their equipment, the story is that their equipment managers had all their stuff out of the stadium well before that. So I mean, you can't really argue with it.
No, you can't, because no, I mean, that would be just means for you could be crucified. Let's just say that if you question anything about COVID in today's age, you're going to be crucified. You know, again, it's such a political football, and it's sad to see that political football has made its way into athletics.